Is everybody happy?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Is this another yeast infection?
The Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
You know. Don and Mike Show.
You know. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
FBI agent Tommy Chong. Okay, maybe not, but this is certainly not your J. Edgar Hoover's FBI. The Washington Post and other mainstream media today reported what we told you a year ago.
Hey, man, where you been all day, man? I had trouble getting you on the phone, man.
On the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, man, I don't even have a phone.
Oh, well, that's probably why I had trouble getting you then, man.
Man.
Today, the Post and other mainstream media reporting that FBI job applicants are no longer being disqualified just because they've dabbled in doing drugs.
When are you joining the force, Buzz?
Tomorrow.
Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie, too.
Debbie. Under the old rules, you had to have used... I was hoping for more.
Mexican Americans are named Chata,
yes,
and Chela and Chema and have a son-in-law named Jeff.
Now, under the old rules, you had to have used...
Alfonso.
Oh, no.
Schofield Jr.
And your father.
Mexican Americans don't like to get up early in the morning, but they have to, so they do it real slow.
Under the old FBI rules, you had to use marijuana 15 times or less in order to make the cut.
Isn't J. Edgar Hoover a junior?
Or use, I don't think so.
All
I don't
right.
know. We'll
maybe it was just the J, man.
The J stands
or for you had to have used other illegal narcotics 5 times or less.
And the guy that's talking here is Cheech Marin, right?
It's Cheech Marin is right. The singer, yes.
And not
right.
Tommy Chong.
Right.
Cheech Marin
that's
is the guy that says he doesn't do weed. Tommy Chong is the guy that...
No, Cheech Marin is the guy who today says he doesn't do weed. Tommy Chong still proudly announces that he does.
That's
weed.
What I thought I and, said. Did I get it mixed up? Sorry
yeah,
about
Cheech
that.
Marin's the guy doing Mexican-Americans, and Tommy Chong, yeah, man.
Right.
That's that guy.
That's how you
Mexican-Americans love education, so they go to night school, and they take Spanish and get a B.
Oh, right. He was Kevin Costner's. And he was great in Nash Bridges.
I love that program.
Yes.
Not too much
that.
Of a sellout.
Now, FBI applicants.
Mexican Americans love their nanas and their nonos and their ninas and their ninos. Nanu, nanu, nina, nono.
That's just silly.
You kept asking for more.
That'd be funnier if you were high.
I do enjoy it.
Hey, man, where you been all day, man? I had trouble getting you on the phone, man.
Now, FBI applicants only have to swear that they haven't done drugs recently.
Mexican Americans don't like to go to the movies where the dude has to wear contact lenses to make his blue eyes brown, because don't it make my brown eyes blue?
3 years for weed, 10 years for the hard stuff. See, even the FBI knows weed is exponentially less dangerous.
Oh, God.
And since 1 out of 3 of us has at least tried it, the FBI is just facing facts, really. Even the DEA now says it will not rule out job applicants who confess to youthful experimentation with marijuana.
Mm-hmm. I don't work with the DEA. I work with the DUH.
Right.
The duh.
Dope.
Duh.
Day.
D-O-H is dope.
Yeah, D-O-H. That's Homer.
That's
oh,
right.
Sorry.
Now, it's the boys in sports who stay out of courts, except in the case of the Congressional Softball League here in Washington. It's a league made up of lobbyists and Capitol Hill staff members. For example, on Thursday of this week, the no-talent Arizona Clowns, featuring folks from John McCain's office, will take on the one-hitters. The one-hitters.
I knew you'd find this one.
These are the pro-marijuana people?
Exactly.
Mexican-Americans don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie, too.
The one-hitters, made up of folks from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws and Students for a Sensible Drug Policy. And to prove that potheads aren't necessarily slackers, the one-hitters are 13-3 on the season.
Look at it. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
He's like, I got news for you.
That's incredible.
See? Reflexes.
When the Mets were doing eight balls, they were winning the World Series, too.
Well, sure. That just speeds you up.
Daryl Strawberry.
The Office of Drug Control Policy forfeits its games against the one-hitters, just like in real life. And to quote the pusher man, the first one's
you
free.
You are revved up tonight with your green news.
God damn.
Go green, that's what I say.
Right.
A major American grocery and drugstore chain is now giving out free drugs. A number of big retailers have started offering cheaper prescription drugs as pharmacy competition heats up. Now Publix, a big chain in the South, has started offering to fill doctor's prescriptions for seven different antibiotics free.
Yeah, spell that with an X.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
P-U-B-L-I-X.
They're fabulous. I really enjoy them. It's Publix, and then there's Albertsons.
Pubic could be spelled P-U-B-I-X.
Pubic's bone.
Pubic's.
Pubic's.
So there is a whole two-week course of antibiotics free. While you're at Publix, feel free to refill your other prescriptions.
What about that deal that Walmart was going to have that they started down in Tampa Bay, and they were supposed to do throughout America, where they were going to, no matter what, it was generic prescription drugs were $5.
Right.
Yeah.
No matter what. And I know a Walmart down in Tampa started it.
Right.
And then someone did it against them. Right. Did that peter out? Or
no.
At one point, it became a little cost prohibitive for them because all the pills had to be a little yellow smiley face.
Very expensive to make all those up.
Pills are great. Pills are great. Come on in and have some pills. Have some narcotics.
Hugs are great. Here's the little gingerbread man.
And where is that guy? That guy's probably dead.
Oh,
that probably. Original Walmart hug guy.
Oh, absolutely.
Popper's funeral, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so this is actually heated up competition. Other pharmacies are competing. And in the hope that while you're there, you'll get your other prescriptions filled, make other purchases. That, in the words of retailer Rob Spiewak, is how they get you.
That is how they get you.
Of all the lost leaders in the business, free always works best. But that cheap wine you're buying is killing defenseless little animals. If you buy wine in a box or in a bottle with a plastic cork,
you've got class.
You're letting go of more forest land.
How you doing, Mouse?
Let's say hi to Rudy Marsky and Mouse Marsky.
They're killing animals.
We had that nice boy call us today, that boy that has that dead-end job down at Universal down in Orlando where Rudy lives.
Absolutely. Yeah, Rudy's a big wine box drinker. Or is it the Mouse? I think Rudy was Miller Lite, and the Mouse was the
box
of wine.
Yeah.
I mean, a box of wine.
Uh-huh.
You want to talk about binging.
Do you remember when we would go to the Martsky's house?
Yes.
And you'd open the refrigerator, and really, there would be a jar of, like, ketchup.
Right.
I'm sorry, mustard.
They'd have condiments.
A jar of mustard, maybe a thing of ketchup, some pickles, and then just a box of wine that had the big spout ready to be opened and poured.
It was on the bottom level. It was because Mouse was a tiny little woman. She didn't have to bend very far.
And anytime you went to Rudy's house, if you got a glass of something, the glass had the name of a sporting event on it.
Mm-hmm.
They
never
bought a glass in their life.
And anything.
When the box of wine was half empty, Rudy would always look at Mouse and he would grit his teeth in a way that looked like he wanted to kill her and go, she would interrupt him. And then Rudy would say, Mouse, Jesus Christ. And then they both fall asleep.
That's right.
Of course, we're speaking of Bruce and Phyllis Martsky.
That's right. Mm-hmm. The Martsky.
Longtime friends of the show.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful writer for USA Today for years and years
he was.
Unfortunately, he suffers from dementia.
And eye twitch syndrome.
And is now living in a rehab clinic outside of Orlando.
Do you remember the last time we saw Rudy?
Oh, when you and I saw him at that Redskins
Monday night game.
Well, here's the thing. The poor bastard, he was on our show all those years, and because he would do stuff like get drunk at the Super Bowl and call us when he was on holiday.
Yeah.
He would always call us from vacation when he was drunk.
Right.
The people at USA Today eventually, we all feel bad about this. Part of the reason he lost that gig, I still believe, is the fact that he was on our show all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think it was the reason.
And we are almost radioactive to Rudy now, even though we're still buddies with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he still kind of remembers that they didn't like him coming on our show.
Condition of his probation that he stay away from us.
And Rob and I were at the stadium for a game, walking around, and we saw Rudy, and I swear to God, he did that move where he saw us and he went the other way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
That is sad.
But we caught him.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Let him get away with it.
Of course we did. As he waddled away.
Good.
But the only way I can describe his face when we were talking to him that night is, do you know how the light bulb is in the bathroom right now?
Yeah.
The fluorescent bulb?
The one that's like half on, half off, half on.
It shakes.
It flickers.
Yeah. Is it time to invite him to come on again? Because I try to do it every 4 or 6 months.
At least for an update on the Martskys and what
I'll give him a call.
What Bruce and Phyllis are up to.
I don't know whether it was the boxes of wine or the Miller Lite, but when Rudy would play golf with me early in the morning, he would have his right eye do really what I can only describe as a little dance.
Mm-hmm.
It would just be twitching like a... But, yeah. You know, normally when you get an eye twitch, you feel it. You don't really notice it if you're the person looking
right.
at him. But his would be... I mean, it would be just completely closed, like going, hey, hey, ah, ah, ah.
Swollen shut.
Wonderful guy. Should still be writing for USA
Come on,
Today.
Guys. Mm-hmm.
And Sal.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Here's the deal.
Sal.
Sal.
Barefoot Sal.
Uh-huh. Barefoot Sal and Sal's barbecue sauce that was so tasty, too.
And Jersey Jerry.
Yes.
And the Cobra.
The Cobra.
The Cobra.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she was, my lady was wonderful.
I don't know why Rudy likes you guys.
There it is. You just heard the Cobra. That's the entire conversation we had with her.
Rudy, why are they here?
Ah, I love you too, m'lady.
Rudy had all of his white trash friends, and we got along with all of them except this one old broad who looked like a walking camel cigarette. Really, and her nickname was the Cobra. We didn't right. give her the nickname.
She was very skilled at invading your personal space.
Yeah. So... You're Don, right?
I can see your fillings.
Where are you the one that does the voice? Do you do Joey Bishop?
Oh, my God. She was a special lady.
Ah, the Martskys.
I believe a natural blonde also.
Oh, I'm guaranteed.
And the one other great Rudy Martsky moment that I'll remember is when Rudy and Mouse were in Ocean City, Maryland. They were at the, if I'm not mistaken, the Barefoot Mailman Hotel.
Uh-huh.
Mouse was walking around naked in front of Rudy, and he said something about it, and she said, like, shut up, and he said, goddamn, it's a goddamn compliment. What did he say?
He was on the air doing his report, and...
His sports report.
It sounded like this. He was talking to us, yeah, guys, well, here's what John Madden said to me that, hey, Mouse, you look real nice in that. And you hear this, hey, it was a compliment. Jesus Christ.
That was a Jesus Christ a compliment because his wife was walking around naked in front of him.
Yeah. He complimented her, you know, because they used to, you know, just like animals.
Oh, yeah.
Just
I know we've discussed it many times, but the best Rudy story really is the one when we went to his Super Bowl house, his Super Bowl party at his house in Atlanta, and we went into his bedroom and found his KY and went through his dirty underpants in the hamper.
We could tell
Vaseline.
It was in Rudy's nightstand, and it was a big, almost like a Price Club Vaseline. And when we asked Rudy about it, he said, "What do you know? I'm a morning guy."
Exactly right. And I think she gets the joke when we talk about the box of wine, you know. But I don't think we want to pick that scab too much.
My name is Betty, and I'm an alcoholic.
I get jokes, okay. Stop it, Mike.
I'm sorry.
You know,
I've gone too far.
You're cruel.
I know I am.
You're like Nick Lowe.
I know.
You have to be cruel to be kind,
I do indeed.
Cruel to be kind.
I do indeed.
Would you stop?
All right. I'm sorry. I'll stop now because that wouldn't even... Well, I couldn't even explain it if I had the time.
You're not even scratching the surface.
I want
to
get him sore.
See, only if there's...
Psoriasis.
They were a couple of flakes, though. They really were.
No. Only if there's a market for real cork will cork oak trees survive. It's the scraping of the cork off these Mediterranean trees that keeps them alive, and as the cork oak trees go, so go the creatures who live among them, including hawks, deer, wild boar, and lynx cats. And the world's demand for cork is shrinking. Inside of 2 years, more than a third of all wine sold will not involve cork in any way.
Hey, listen, forget wine. Mm-hmm. What about my butt plugs?
Yes, made out of 100% cork.
Oh, I think that latex, I think, is the way to go.
I cork that bat.
And then after he's done, remember, don't take the brown cork.
If you really want to help, buy a bulletin board.
Or really, don't take the red cork.
Oh,
oh really?
That's Rob's cork.
Winner.
That's my cork.
Oh, I thought you had a nice BM today.
I did very well today. Thank you.
How is your ulcerative colitis?
Scale of 1 to 10, how is your...
You don't have to, it's better if you say it off the microphone.
Yeah, how was it on a scale of 1 to 10?
Like, for how long? Like, for this week?
No, the one you had today.
Today.
Today was like a 9.
How was your BM yesterday?
Also good.
How about the day before?
There was one last week that was flirting with 2.
Wow. That's not good.
It's Christmasy.
All right. You said enough.
Christmasy.
That means red and green.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh.
Man.
You know,
don't use the one down here, okay? I don't like it when I feel like I see the jellyfish.
It's not catching.
Don't ruin the bathroom down here like Mike does. Was it yesterday I came in and Joe came around the corner and said, man, I'm serious. Mike must not have taken a dump for about 2 days. It smells so much like lemon pledge in there.
It did. But that's what he smelled first was the lemon pledge.
Joe.
But you, you know, usually the orange scent that we spray in there, the orange, you right. have to go in there. You went in maybe 15 seconds earlier than you should have.
Too early.
Yeah,
did
I got
you
a
walk
face,
into a wall?
I got a face full of your stink.
My apologies.
How was that timpani or whatever that thing is you had to eat?
It, the timpano? It was fantastic. I'm saving the recipe. I'm going to keep it right here. I'll read you the recipe one day for timpano.
Oh, Rob read it to me during the break.
You know, yesterday when I was in here, I got here a little bit early to take care of business. I read an entire James Patterson book.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, it's
one myself.
Like, it's almost like Pavlov. If I smell oranges in the kitchen now,
right.
mm-hmm. I think of BM.
Right.
Because that's the smell of our air freshener here.
And I say thank you.
And you know that what is that dish that we were talking about with
timpano.
Tony Shalhoub?
Timpano.
Rob went on the internet and found the recipe.
2 cups inch sharp provolone cheese, 2 cups inch Genoa salami slices, 12 hard-boiled eggs, 2 cups of meatballs, 8 cups meat-based tomato sauce, 3 pounds of ziti pasta, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 2/3 cup finely grated Romano cheese, 4 eggs beaten. Call the paramedics.
Don't forget the dough.
Oh, yes, the dough is wonderful, too. Well, it just shows you how to make it. Oh, the dough, yeah.
Woman again, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
It sounds like Elvis's Fool's Gold.
4 cups all-purpose flour, 4 eggs, 1 tablespoon kosher salt, 1 tablespoon olive oil, and 1/2 cup of water. That's the light ingredient.
Add Kraft marshmallows.
And serve another delicious product for a nice BM from Kraft.
Heart failure in a pan.
Mm-hmm.
By the time the 7-year itch arrives, it may be too late. A doctor in Singapore claims that 80% of all men experience performance difficulty at least once after they've been married to the same woman for 5 years.
Oh, we're sorry.
Don't just look at it, eat it.
The doc says half of all men experience this after just 3 years of marriage. The doctor says the same appears to be true for women. Although the numbers seem high, the doc says people get tired of the same thing all the time. And say, what's wrong with this guy? In New York's Bronx,
you said thing, and you meant like what thing?
In New York's Bronx, a 40s
like love log.
Read into that whatever you care to.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In New York's Bronx, a 46-year-old guy.
Penis. I just said penis. How you doing?
Woo!
It's beer. It's beer. It's boobs, mm-hmm. and it's sports talk. It's guy talk.
That's right.
Woo! How you doing?
Hey, who wants to talk downloading?
Yeah, man. Let's do that.
Let's download some porn. Yeah.
Woo!
See you on MySpace. Don't forget, I need more friends.
Woo!
Finally, the men with the most...
BBF, Buzz.
That's right.
Butt buddy forever.
Right. That's right. Or just BB.
The men with the most body hair in the world are brothers in Mexico, Larry and Danny Gomez.
Hair. Of course, of course, stop right there.
All right. Larry and Danny Gomez, the Gomez brothers.
No, Buzz, I'm kidding. Go ahead. We just said Gomez. That's like, never mind.
Hair covers 98% of their bodies. They're in the Guinness Book of World Records, tied for the title of hairiest man in the world. Right behind them, with a 96% hair covering, is China's Yu Zhenhuan, or as he's known around his province, King Kong. Yu says he's excited about the Olympics coming to Beijing, and he'd like to be a part of that. Yu has asked to carry the Olympic torch.
Did you ever hear of Kong?
One of the world's 3 most hairy men wants to carry a torch. What could possibly go wrong? I'm Buzz Burbank of the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry about the premature jingle, but it's just for you.
I know.
If we take Cialis, we can play that jingle up to 4 days. Or...
Ah, we'll be just like Peter North.
36.
Peter North. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's it. We got to go. See you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 Ed.
Aha!
Put your dagger away.
Oh, you're Nazi knife.
Hey, that's not blue cheese.
This is the Don and Mike Show.